EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
What's going on? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show. Everybody, my name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. As always, got to thank you for joining us tonight. We have a great show lined up. We'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and the latest in movie reviews. Tonight, we talked to Courtney Colano, who is the founder of the Baby and I Foundation, who provides everything new mothers need during the first year of their child's lives by providing car seats, Pampers, and other necessities. Then, we all know that celebrities generally live high-profile lives where much of what they do isn't out there in the public for us all to see. But what about the people who are behind the scenes and keep them safe? In our next half hour, we speak with Robert Young, who is the owner of a security company that works with celebrities. As always, we want you to be part of the discussion, so call in with your questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. You can also join us in chat. There is a link on our Facebook page. But first, Ms. Parker, how are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling great tonight. How are you?
I'm good. I worked the college weekend, but I saw you Saturday for Cinco de Mayo. We had a good time.
Yes, that was so much fun. Didn't do much on Friday. Linked up with you on Saturday, you and the girls, and one of our mutual friends, DeRay, was in town.
Yeah.
So that was really fun. And then I ended up going to the a fight party with my boyfriend and his friends and had a good time. But it's so funny. Like, I take an entire day to recover these days. So Saturday I was, like, in recovery mode, so hungover. My body couldn't bounce back. So that's how I spent my weekend. And, you know, I got some good news today. And everything is looking up and up. So I'm excited about Adam joining the show and all the new things that we have, you know, coming up.
Coming up. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Before we bring on Adam, who's our new addition to our team, I want to bring on Chike, who was in Vegas all last week. I'm jealous. What's going on, Chike?
Oh, yeah, Chike,
you
say hey to my peoples.
How was your trip?
Your peoples are crazy. Your peoples are crazy, and I love it. It was very, very excellent. It was excellent. Of course, they need to come up with a system, though, so you can walk down the street with an IV pole and have your alcohol just be poured right into you.
Oh, gosh.
Because I just got tired of walking into establishments and buying it. I need it, like, right there. I need it right there. But it was very, very fun. It was my first. It was my first time there. It was very fun. I definitely will be back very soon, and I plan on doing it bigger and better this time around. You didn't tell me, Ms. Parker, that Cinco de Mayo was such a big thing there.
It's huge.
Oh, wow.
I just saw my boyfriend at. I'm like, it's huge out there because it's so many, you know, especially Mexicans out there. It's funny because when I post something on my Facebook, I got to be really sensitive to that because out here I don't interact with many Mexicans. But I grew up, a lot of my good friends growing up were Mexicans. So, you know, I got to be mindful that, you know, I have Mexicans on my page. But it's huge. They're so fun. You know, love the party. I love being out there for Cinco de Mayo. So much fun. It's a huge holiday.
Wow.
Like, everyone celebrates it.
Yeah.
Did you have a good time?
I kept singing that song. I did. I kept singing that song, Cinco de Mayo is holiday time. I've been singing that since probably that Thursday into Cinco de Mayo. So, yeah,
I've
done it some time.
California and parts of Nevada used to be Mexico. So
right,
it's just
exactly.
a really big deal.
Yeah.
Wow.
I enjoyed it.
Glad you had a
and
good
I actually
time.
Got it. I got a chance to go to the movies out there. So I got to experience,
what?
You know, a movie theater in Las Vegas. Yeah, Planet Hollywood. That was even
wow.
insane because
oh, okay,
it was
Planet
super
Hollywood.
Crazy. Yeah.
Wow. Well, before we move on with the movie reviews, I want to welcome to our show, you know, Adam, who's been on the show twice, one for the Trayvon Martin discussion, and then he came on to talk about his career as an actor here in Atlanta. And just in talking with them over the last few months and learning a little bit more about his background, I thought he'd be a great addition to our team. And so I talked over with our team, and we all agreed. And so he's going to be helping Chike, assistant Chike, with the movie reviews because there's so many great movies, and Chike is only one person. He does so much for the show behind the scenes. And having to see the movie.
Yeah, Chike
so,
is like our backbone. It holds us up.
He really
right?
is.
Holds us up.
He really is. mm-hmm. So, Adam, he was excited about coming on, and I know that you and him have talked. So, welcome to the show, first of all, Adam.
Oh, thank you very much, Stephen.
My
new partner in crime.
Yeah. Yeah, and Adam is crazy. Let me tell you, Adam is crazy. He's funny, crazy, and he has a quick liner for you. He stays on his toes, so.
I don't know about all that, but.
But Adam, tell everyone who hasn't heard about you, like on our other shows, tell our listeners a little bit about you.
Okay, born and raised in the Atlanta area, so fairly familiar with the area, and just getting into the acting. I mean, I have, of course, a 9-to-5, as you know, so doing acting on the side, doing, you know, some writing, directing, little projects here and there. So really big into entertainment, not so much on the sports, more of an entertainment kind of guy. So yeah, that's kind of just me in a very, very brief nutshell.
Okay. So what do you and Chike have for us? Chike, what's going on with the movies?
Well, I saw a movie as a documentary called First Position, and Adam and I both saw The Avengers. I'll start with First Position. First Position was basically a documentary about the Youth American Grand Prix. Basically, it's a dance competition where you basically, well, not literally fight for slots and on a dance team. They start out with thousands and thousands of people from all over the world, and they end up with only 300 out of these thousands of people. It's very cutthroat, very demanding. They talked about the what do you call them, stage parents, mothers and fathers who are putting everything on the line to send their kids to America, the people that live here in America, like mortgaging houses, you know, putting things up for a hop just to have their children compete in this competition that they very well may not win. But the payoff to this is that you become part of a dance troupe and may become, you know, widely famous. Just watching these children, because they're children, they're like from 9 to 19, go through the grueling stakes of competing in this competition was insane. At points, I just couldn't believe. I was like, well, why don't they just quit? Like, it's too much. But, you know, this is their dream, and they just put their heart and soul on the line to achieve this goal and this dream. It's very interesting, you know, especially, you know, to go behind the scenes in the dance world. It's very, very competitive, very cutthroat. I highly recommend it, again, if you're into independent movies and you're into the documentaries. It should, you know, be one that you check out.
Cool.
And I'm going to have Adam start off with The Avengers.
Okay. Thank you, Chike. The Avengers was really good. We both saw it this past weekend. And it's basically, if anyone's not familiar, it follows a team of these superheroes who are trying to fight against, of course, you know, as usual, a great force that's trying to enslave the population, take over the world. So what Marvel did is make pretty much 5 superhero movies beforehand that give you the backstory of the Avengers. Going into the movie, you don't really have to know that. They'll kind of give you a little recap beforehand. but there are five movies of each different Avenger, and giving you a history of who they are, where they are, and this movie brings them all together, done by Joss Whedon, who's done a lot of, you know, popular fantasy and sci-fi stories, like Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Firefly series. So the director is really good. He knows the audience, and he executes it very well. There's a lot of comedy. There's a lot of action, and it stays fast-paced for the most part.
Yeah, and they've even gone on to say that this is the greatest action movie of all time. This movie has broken like major records. Nationally, it opened up to $207 million. That is insane. And worldwide, in 10 days worldwide, it made $648 million in 10 days.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
And they were, also talking about because of how it's made, and they have so many characters in one movie, it may change how other big movie houses make movies in the future. They may start combining more characters in movies now that they know that this is a success, the way that it is.
Wow. Well, I know that it's got a lot of great reviews, a lot of people going to see it, and I can tell from both of your reviews that it's definitely a must-see, huh?
Yeah. Like I said, if you're not a comic book person, it's still worth watching.
Yeah, absolutely. I was talking to Adam earlier this evening about, you know, the fact that he plays a character in the Uncanny X-Men and what his thoughts were about, you know, the Avengers being in Marvel and including some of the Marvel characters.
Mm-hmm.
It was very interesting to hear his take on
that. The interesting thing is, you know, in the comic books, all the Marvel universe kind of, they interact with each other. So the X-Men do meet with the Avengers, vice versa, in that. So there's a lot of crossovers in that aspect, but don't get your hopes up on having a crossover movie just yet, because the big issue with that is Disney owns the rights to the Avengers while Fox Studio owns the right to X-Men. So in the meantime, unless the studios try to do some kind of collaborative thing, they're going to kind of keep the universes separated. But it's always good to see another, you know, just working on the side with the X-Men, another kind of team of superheroes. In kind of the movie aspect, and it's really well played.
Yeah, and I like the fact that they're forcing everyone else to bring their game up.
Yeah, raising the bar.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thank you both. Adam, again, welcome to the show. Chike, always for your hard work. You know, we talk all the time, so thank you both, and welcome again, Adam, to the show.
All right,
I'm sorry,
guys.
One more thing before we leave.
Yeah.
One more thing before we leave. Adam, you have to give the people your Twitter address, because you're going to get an influx of fans now. So
okay,
give me your Twitter.
It's fly as a kite. So that's my Twitter username. So FLYASAKITE. So fly as a kite.
And Chike is absolutely Chike, which we all know. So make sure you follow both of them and stay tuned on what's going on with movies, especially here on the Stephen Knight Show. Thank you both.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right. Have a good night.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Ron. I know a lot is going on right now with sports.
Welcome. Welcome to the Stephen Knight Show, man. So what's going on in sports, Aaron? Well, let's see. Wanted to first talk about the fight Saturday night. I was at two fight parties.
Mm.
Yeah, it was two. It was fun. Mayweather was the better fighter, of course.
Yeah.
I actually just like the parties myself. I'm sorry. I mean,
I can tell.
You know what I'm saying? I mean. Fighting up high school and everything, but you know, it's all about the parties for me.
I heard that Mayweather said that was the best fight he's had in his career in terms of someone to compete against him as strong as they did.
Cole is a good fighter. He's just not fast.
Cole is a really good fighter,
And that's the only thing I was concerned about, and I think that's kind of what did him in. Mayweather was able to get a lot more punches in because he's faster. But
Marcota is
a good fighter.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. I also wanted to talk about the suicide of Junior Seau.
So sad.
That was really sad. I don't know if like anybody remembers the Junior Seau Nikes back in the 90s.
Mm.
You probably don't remember those tennis shoes. Anyway, those were my first ever like expensive Nikes. Like I didn't even have Jordans yet. Those were the first like $100 pair of shoes that I ever got. And
wow.
Yeah. So I remember begging my grandmother to give me those shoes, and she got them for me. But I actually found out from a very reliable source that Junior Seau actually tried to commit suicide before. Like, you know,
They said he ran his car into something.
Yeah. So I mean, obviously he says some issues with his mental state like a while, and that's probably because of the issues with his brain because of all the hits probably at the NFL and everything.
Let me ask you about that, Aaron, because I was reading that I believe 1,500 NFL athletes are suing the league because the NFL wasn't out forthcoming with what concussions can do to you. Do you think they have a case?
No. Reason being is because it's football. I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Let's be real here. You're wearing a helmet. If that doesn't tell you that, that concussions will happen, I don't know what else will. Come on. You're wearing wearing a helmet. You're wearing pads. You're wearing all this equipment. So
I agree with you, Aaron, but I think their point is they're just suing because I think that's going to give the case. Because I'm thinking there's another case with retired NFL players trying to get more benefits. They're the least paid after being retired. For example, that medical insurance is the worst. So I think they're doing it kind of to give more light to that aspect of it. I'm not sure if they're asking for more money or what, but I think they're really just asking for more of a support after retirement. Because after retirement, they don't really get much. Like, in of all the different leagues, they are the worst paid, after retirement, and the worst medical insurance and health care. And they need it the most.
That's a great point.
I definitely think that the league needs to rethink that.
That's a great point.
Okay, anyway. I was just going to say that
that's a great point because, maybe 20, 30 years ago, back in the 70s and 80s, the helmets and the pads were not as high-tech as they are now.
Right.
So getting hit back then, these guys that are now retired, probably, dealt with, much harder blows and had to absorb all these hits than the players do now. These players now have these high-tech helmets that can absorb so much of the shock of the hit now. So, older players definitely need to be compensated. And I don't even think that it's really just like you said, Ms. Parker, it's not about the money. It's just about the health insurance. It's about just being taken care of. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. So, Definitely.
But it's a very sad story. I'll cry when I saw his mother on TV.
Yeah, that was so sad.
Anytime that a person feels like they have no other choice, that's a whole nother conversation. That's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
But to me, he just must have been in so much pain, I guess, that he just, that was his only option. So I really feel bad for his family, and he has children too, so I just really feel bad for everybody involved. I'm sorry to hear.
Definitely worth some peace to him.
Yeah, got to talk about the Chicago Bulls, man. Why would you keep your MVP in the game? I'm gonna talk about this for a long time. It was just stupid to me. Right.
It was.
I'm still scratching my head over it. Because the Bulls are done now. And the Bulls were the – they had the best record in the league, y'all, the best record in the NBA, you know. And now they're done. They are done.
Are you
know,
referring
Derrick
to
Rose.
D-Rose injury? What are you referring to?
Injuries. I'm referring to injuries. I'm referring to they actually are now down 3-1 in the playoffs to the Philadelphia 76ers. I mean, come on, Philly. So,
right, yeah.
Philly used to be good back in the day. Don't sleep on them.
Philadelphia might. Philadelphia might. You know, they're all right. They're definitely all right. But now Noah's injured for the Bulls. So,
yeah.
You know, Derrick Rose is injured. Noah's injured.
Yeah, the Bulls just going through some hard times with a lot of injuries.
They are.
You know.
Yeah.
It seems
yeah,
that's something that you can't really, you know, control, I don't think.
You get just bad timing. Yeah. And actually, I think that, like, a lot of these injuries are happening because the guys, this is such a short season, and everything's like back to back to back games. Everything's fast now, so I just think that it's like so much wear on them. So it's just so much wear and tear, and they're just falling like flies.
I think the NBA season is too long. I think the NBA season is too long, and it's starting to take a toll on these guys' body because you know they can't play night after night after night, and your body, you know, can't withstand all that. So
mm-hmm.
I think
the
season is too long.
Yeah, I actually think that they should actually have a shorter season. I think that it should start around Christmas time and maybe be like a 50 to 60 game season, but just not have all like you know, back-to-back-to-back games. You know, maybe like have two games.
Yeah, it's
less
really
than
not necessary to have all these games for all these months before the playoffs. It's just,
right, exactly. Yeah, because they didn't have any rest going into the playoffs. It was like the last game of the regular season, I believe, was on the Thursday, Wednesday or Thursday, and then the first game of the playoffs was Saturday. So Thursday, you got one day off Friday, then bam, Saturday, playoff game. So it's...
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy. Also wanted to mention really fast, also, Terrell Suggs, linebacker, the NFL Defensive Player of the Year for the Baltimore Ravens. He tore his Achilles, and he's done, I say, for the season. He's saying that, Terrell Suggs.
Oh, okay,
Linebacker for the Ravens, him, Ray Lewis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's injured big time, and he's saying that he'll be back in 4 to 6 months. An injury like that usually, on average, takes around maybe 10 months to like a year. So,
wow, it's not looking good right now.
Yeah, so that's not looking good for the Ravens. So hopefully, you know, with the draft picks that the Ravens got, maybe these rookies will be able to kind of step up.
Yeah, definitely step in.
Yeah, but anyway, yo, follow me, Ron Cosby 1 on Twitter, Facebook, A. Ron Cosby. Yo, also, if you can, holler at my cousin EJ Holt. He's in Afghanistan protecting us. He's just type in EJ Holt on Facebook, and if you can, just send a message saying what's up. Thank you for all that you do, and I'm out.
All right, we appreciate you, Ron, as always. And we'll talk again next week.
All right.
Later, Aaron.
All right,
Ms. Ferguson.
I'm here.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're good, Ms. Budget Shopaholic. What do you have for us?
Hey, Ms. Parker. How you doing?
doing good.
I found a couple things for you guys this week, and I hope I don't disappoint. First off, That's a good thing. I'm here to talk about Armani Exchange again. They're having yet another sale. I know last time I told you guys that, you know, they have some designer swimwear starting at $38. Well, this time, Armani Exchange, if you shop there now, you can get 50% off of all of their handbags. So, you know, me being a big handbag freak, that's always a good thing for me. And the Limited is also having a sale. If you shop there now, you can get 30% off of all of their jackets, pants, and skirts. So, of course, that can equal a suit. And you can, you know, mix and match, do whatever you want. But they're also having a sale where you can get up to 70% off of all of their markdowns. So, you know, You know, they just did new markdowns like recently, I think this past Sunday. So that's always a great thing, up to 70% off. And this is off of like their winter and spring items. So, you know, you're not going to be too much out of season. Pipeline.com, which is, like I always tell you guys, one of my favorite online stores. Now through the 13th of May, you can get up to 30% off with select summer fashions. And, of course, this includes men's and women's shoes, apparel, and accessories. And all you have to do, there's no code or anything. All you have to do is just go to piperline.com, and that's P-I-P-E-R-L-I-M-E.com, and you can just start shopping away. Victoria's Secret is having a, and I think I have a typo on my site, but Victoria's Secret is having a sale today only. And if you shop there now, you can get free shipping off of all purchases over $50. So $50 or more, really. And plus, you can get $30 off of all purchases over $150. Macy's. Now tonight is the last night for this sale as well. But Macy's, if you shop there now, you can get an extra 20% off of your purchase. Plus, you can get free shipping off of all orders over $99. So you need to hurry up, of course, and get there tonight because tonight is the last night. But, you know, of course, Macy's is a great, great place for Mother's Day gifts because, you know, they have a wide variety of everything. So, you know, clothes,
Macy's
shoes.
Macy's stay with a sale.
Yeah, they always stay with a sale. And it's, as long as I know about them, you guys will know about them because they will stay with the sale.
Good,
this is an extra 20% off. And I actually was in there over the weekend and the one at the one in Buckhead at Lenox Mall. And they had a really good selection. I mean, it's like they had a nice little mix of spring items. They didn't have too many winter clothes, even though I always agree with buying
off. Yeah, that mall always have really good stuff. It's just so
they
crowded.
Really do.
Yeah.
It was extremely crowded, but this was a really – they had a lot of stuff. And so with this being Mother's Day weekend, they haven't announced any sales yet for Mother's Day weekend, and I'll probably be too late. If when I tell you guys about any type of Mother's Day sales, it'll probably be on Monday where they're holding these sales over. But, you know, if I find any, I'll definitely tell you about them. But I would say, you know, you definitely need to be scanning the Internet this weekend because they're probably going to have a lot of Mother's Day sales. Endless.com, I'm not sure if you guys know about that, but that's the place you can get, like, a lot of accessories and shoes. Well, Endless.com is now through the 13th. If you shop there, you can get 20% off of your purchase of $100 or more. You just need to use the code MOTHER20 at checkout. And last but not least, and this is another place that was having a really good sale over the weekend, Bloomingdale's. They didn't have any additional, taking any additional offer. They had some really good markdowns. Bloomingdale's is having a sale, and if you shop in there, you can get 20% off of your purchase. And I know it sounds sort of like Macy's, but it sort of is, actually, because they're the same company. They're run by Federated Group, and that's the same company that runs, you know, Macy's. So Bloomingdale's is just like a, you know, a higher scale Macy's, really. They just have pretty much the same thing, just more expensive items as well. But if you shop there now, if you shop at Bloomingdale's now, you can get 20% off of your purchase. Plus, now, I'm not sure if you guys know this or realize this, but a lot of times shoes aren't discounted like the clothes are. But if you buy two pairs of shoes at sale price or full price, you can get 20% off of that with the code DEARSHOES.
Okay.
Okay. That's all I have for you guys tonight. And so just make sure. I'm sorry. And they can find all this on buttershopandholly.com. Is that correct?
They surely can. It's posted right now.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Ferguson, as always.
Okay.
And have a great great night.
Okay. You guys have a good night.
Have a great night, hon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Ms. Parker, quickly, you got some entertainment news for us?
Yeah, I can go over a few things really quickly. I know the rumor mill has it that Beyonce is pregnant with their second child. I really don't think it's true, but rumor has it. also, Single Ladies is going to be back on the air with a new person playing, what's the girl's name, Stacey's dad's role.
Yeah.
I don't I try to look up the other girl. I don't really know her. I don't recognize her.
I saw her a picture
from
anything. Of her. I've never seen her. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a picture of her, but I don't remember her playing anything. So, I mean, she's pretty, but I think it's going to be just so weird without Stacey Dash. So I'm going to check it out because I really love that show, and I really do think it reflects the dating scene very truthfully. So we'll see. I was a huge fan, and it seemed like it's been forever since it's been on air. But Memorial Weekend is back. Andre 3000 is supposedly playing Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
I would definitely love to see that movie.
Yeah,
because
I would too.
I'm a Jimi Hendrix fan and Andre 3000 fan, not a Outkast fan, but Andre 3000 fan. I like that.
Yeah.
That's very unique.
Absolutely.
So he's playing Jimi Hendrix, and I think he's a great choice for that movie. I think he really is a great choice. Very quickly, what else is going on? Basketball Wives is on tonight. The same foolishness. Grown women in their 40s fighting. It's starting to take a toll on me. I'm not sure if I can watch that. Speaking of reality shows, what's the girl named? Kenya. She's a model. She was like a Miss America contestant back in the day.
Oh,
and
yeah,
she's supposed to be. She's supposed to be on the Housewives of Atlanta taking Sheree's spot. She's one of the new cast members of Sheree, taking Sheree's spot. And Sheree tweeted that she left the show or whatever, and they're saying that she got fired from the show, but, you know, she's making the spin like she made a choice to leave reality show. And, you know, everybody was saying how she begged for her job and was really, you know, crying and trying to keep her job. And I'm pretty sure she was, you know, making, what, $400,000? That's pretty good. That's a good gig. You know, I hope she's able to find something or get a 9-to-5 or, you know, get herself together. They're saying that NeNe and Greg's divorce was a lie and that they did it because she got $1 million for divorcing him. Because of the show, they gave her $1 million, you know, for that episode or for, I guess, that storyline. So I kind of believe it because in the last episode, she said that Greg and her were still friends with benefits. And over the weekend, cameras caught them, you know, pretty much
vacationing
together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
they're saying that they're still together and that it was all, yeah, did it all for money. Keisha Cole is going to be having her new reality show on BET pretty soon. I'm not sure when that date is, but her and her husband are coming up with a reality show. Really quickly, did you hear about the guy who took his phone to a Best Buy Mobile? Now, I didn't know they had Best Buy Mobile, but my boyfriend and I were in the Lake, what's that mall off of La Vista? Whatever
Northlake.
That mall is off La Vista Road. Lake
Northlake,
yeah. We were there, and I saw Best Buy mobile store, which I've never seen before. So I guess it's a smaller version of Best Buy specializing only in cell phones. So he took his cell phone to a Best Buy mobile store for repairs.
Right.
He did not sign out of his Facebook account. And they went on his Facebook account and outed him for being gay.
Yeah, I saw that.
And
he's suing, right?
Yeah, he's suing, but apparently he is gay, but he just wasn't out.
Yeah.
So they found some stuff in his phone, you know, showing that he was gay, and they outed him on Facebook. I mean, who does that? That's just such an invasion of privacy, you know?
And I understand the guy got fired that did it and whatnot, and this guy's still alleging that he's not gay, and, you know, he has ex-girlfriends calling him up, asking him, well, what's going on? You know,
oh.
So really messy, really messy, really messy.
Wow, that's just a mess. But I was
telling,
I went to the team over today, and the girl and I was talking when I was in, you know, in school. I worked this spring. And, I mean, we used to go through people's pictures and laugh, and, you know, people had crazy stuff in their phone. But to go on Facebook and post something, you're taking it to a whole nother level.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, so that is crazy. That's all I have for now.
Okay, well, let's take a quick
I had to go through that really quickly, sorry.
Right, I appreciate that. Well, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll come back, we'll talk to Courtney Colano of the Baby and I Foundation. We'll be right back.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
The Baby and I Foundation was established to reduce risk of terminating pregnancies and the numbers of infants who entered the foster care system each year by providing assistance to economically at-risk expectant mothers and their babies. The Baby and I Foundation serves as a beacon of hope, health, hope, and happiness that promotes the importance of nurturing relationships between the mother and child. Tonight we're speaking with the founder, Ms. Courtney Colano. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Stephen. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you,
Courtney?
I'm good. I'm all the way in Afghanistan, so I have to be blessed and say thank you. Yes.
Oh, you are? Wow.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, thanks for taking the time to call us and talk to us today.
Absolutely.
You're welcome.
I was very interested because Kim Smith, who you and I both know, reached out to me and said that, you know, told me about this story. Tell us what inspired you to start this foundation.
The organization, I founded it because I grew up in foster care. I was in foster care from the age of 6 until 17. I aged out of the system. I never became adopted. And growing up in the foster care system it took a very impact on me, and I saw a lot of different things while I was in. I founded it also because my sister, she had become pregnant while we were in foster care at the age of 14. And because that she was so young, they immediately took my nephew from her, and they severed the relationship that a mother and a child could have. And that bond between the mother and child is very important. And by her being so young, they immediately took her son and my nephew and placed him in a different foster home because she didn't have the essentials and because she didn't have the skills and the education to be an effective and efficient parent. And so that's why I founded this organization, to help young ladies like that because of a passion that I went through. I want mothers out there to be able to provide for their children, provide and then have the essentials to take care of their children so that things like this won't happen. You know, 2011, the AFCARS report, you know, basically it states that there are 16%, which is 40,000 children that entered foster care in 2010 alone. So I'm trying to basically alleviate the number of children entering the foster care system by giving these mothers the education and giving them the essentials such as diapers, wipes, clothing, baby bottles, breast pumps, things like that. That's the reason why the organization was started.
Wow. And, you know, I don't have any children, but my sister, both my sister and my older sister and my youngest brother do, and I know that those essentials are expensive, you know. So what has been the response you've gotten to helping out these families, these mothers and their babies with those items?
What I've seen from the citizens in Metro Atlanta and throughout the United States is that the cause is very much needed. There are people reaching out to me from different states, not just Atlanta alone, saying that, hey, we need something like this in our state. There are people reaching out in Atlanta stating that, you know, we thank you for what you do. We wish that we could help or we could you know, sponsor a family or something like that, and that they're definitely a need for what we're doing, providing these essentials. We have businesses that have partnered up with us to help give us discount on buying these things, the diapers and wipes. And yes, they can be a little expensive, but at the same token, $5 donation can buy bottles, can buy pacifiers. You know, $10 donation can buy a pack of diapers, and that's what we're asking for. We're asking for citizens, and we're reaching out to the listeners on your show to donate, to go online to our organization's website and donate just a little $5 here, $5 there. It may not be much to someone, but it's a lot to a needy mother and a child that's either of diapers or wipes. So we're definitely getting a great response.
And the website is thebabyandifoundation.org, and they can donate directly on the site to the organization. Is that correct?
That is correct. It is www.thebabyandifoundation.org, and you can go online and donate there. If you like to call in, if you just like to bring some things by the office, they can do that as well. We do take in-kind donations. If you would just like to purchase diapers, wipes, car seats, whatever it is, we will definitely take that. They can drop it off by the office, and the location is located on our website as well.
So how does a family in need, what's the process? Do they contact you all directly, requesting services, or how does that work?
Yes. Basically, we do a lot of different marketing into the school districts. We go out into the local community, let them know of our services, and we send out monthly newsletters and letting them know that we're out there, we're here to serve, you know, and let them know they can come to us. They must be between the ages of 14 to 24 in the metro Atlanta area. And also, we also service an outreach program that's in Muskogee County, which is in Columbus, Georgia. What we do is we try to provide as much as we can to as many people that reach out to us. We do not like to turn away mothers, but if we can only do this with the help of the citizens and listeners, and spokespersons and celebrities in the Metro Atlanta area. We're actually calling out a call to action to all celebrities in the Metro Atlanta area because we know that there are resources out there and single parents who have a heart and a compassion to what we do. We're asking that we are reaching out to citizens that are well-connected in the community. We're reaching out for board members. If you like to serve on the board for a great cause, we're asking you to contact us. Go online. Let us know that you're interested in our cause and that you would like to go ahead and help us with, you know, ensuring that these mothers have these things. These are very important, and if you're a single mother, you know just how important these things are.
Yeah. On a personal level, how has this organization impacted you based on how you grew up in the foster system and now be able to give back? How has that impacted you in any way?
You know, being growing up in the foster care system, most of society knows that the successful rate of a child going to the foster care system is not very high. We rarely graduate from high school and go on to have successful jobs. But, you know, and the cycle often repeats in our own lives. But with my case, I fought very hard to not have the cycle repeat. I am a mother.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 6-year-old who will be 7 tomorrow. And I have a heart. Thank you. I have a heart for our children. I have compassion for mothers who are trying and don't have the essentials. I want to make sure that I continue to help them do this, to continue to help them be effective parents, because being a parent is more than it's more than what you can buy or how many, you know, gifts you can give your children. It's more than that. It's time. It's things that you can't see with the trained eye. And it's very important to me. It affected me a lot growing up in foster care, and I would have thought that it would affect me negatively, but it did not. It actually put a positive thing into my life to make sure that things like this doesn't happen to other children and other parents. I really have a heart for children, and I advocate for people, foster parents and children in foster care, because it's hard. It really is hard, and not too many people can really understand what we go through when we're in that, in those foster homes. I've actually lived in 30 different foster homes and 10 different shelters and 5 different group homes. So I've been, you know, shuffled around a lot in my life, but, you know, I thank God to be the glory, because I've actually, you know, grown up to be very successful. I have a bachelor's degree. I'm going on to get a master's degree, you know. So I serve alongside with the armed forces. And I honestly thank God for my situation and what I was went through. It made me a better person.
How do you think you were able to defeat the odds by becoming a success story when so many children that are brought up in the foster care system aren't? What do you think was the difference for you?
I think I actually had a turnaround when I had my seventh grade teacher. I'll never forget. She came to my group home, and although I was very defiant, I was, you know, I was the hardest child to work with when I was in foster care. I mean, I was one of them. I'm not going to sit here and lie. But she came to my group home, and she reached out to me. She knew what I was going through. She told my group home that no matter what this child is going through, I want to be a part of her life. No matter how hard it is, I'll take the time, and I'll go through the process and the steps. And anybody knows that a foster parent goes through a lot. You don't, it doesn't just happen overnight. They go through home visits. They go through interrogations, everything. And by her taking the time out and putting her family at risk and putting her family in jeopardy, her life, her background, that let me know that somebody out there really cared about my situation. They cared about me.
Wow.
They cared about my future.
Wow. And that goes to show that you never know how you impact a person's life by just caring or even showing that you care. Well, listen, Courtney, I definitely want to thank you for coming on and for what you're doing and for the community and for these teen mothers and young mothers. And I encourage everyone to go visit the Baby and I, www.thebabyandifoundation.org. Donate, be of service. You'll definitely be rewarded tenfold backwards. So thank you, Courtney. You have a great night, okay?
Courtney, really quickly. I'm sorry, Stephen, really quickly.
I'm sorry,
I know you have another. That's all right. I wanted to say thank you for your service. And also, I'm going to get your information from Stephen because I want to be a part of what you're doing. I don't know you, but I feel so proud of you. So, good job. You know, I definitely want to get involved. So I'll get your information, and then we will talk offline.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Courtney.
Thanks.
Have a great night. Thanks for calling from Afghanistan.
All right, you're welcome. Have a great night
as well.
Have
a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Again, go to www.thebabyandifoundation.org. Donate, be of service, give back. It'll definitely help you out. We'll be right back with Robert Young.
You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. The Steve and Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
Robert Young is the owner of Executive Protective Specialist, a company that services include providing security for celebrities and high-profile people. Executive Protective Specialist was founded in 2001, and their motto is protecting your person as well as your interests. Their clients include Bernadette Standish, Stacey Dash, Lisa Ray, and a host of others. Robert joins us tonight to shed light on what really happens behind the scenes when it comes to keeping celebrities protected. Please help me welcome Robert Young. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, Robert.
Hey, how you? Thank you. Hey, good evening, everybody. How you doing?
Well, welcome to the show. You know, I think it's interesting because, you know, we always see the bodyguards, you know, in the background, the people providing the protection, but we never really get to speak to them. So tell us about, first of all, your background and what made you want to start EPM.
Well, again, I appreciate you all having me on the show. My background, I actually came up with this idea back in 1989. I was living in Cleveland, Ohio. I was living in Cleveland, Ohio when I came up with the idea. At that particular time, I had just got off into law enforcement back in in that particular year. So basically, it was my law enforcement career that got me interested in doing the personal protection side of the house.
Okay. Can you hear me? Been kind of low.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's okay. So that's what made you decide it. So what actually you started? You had the idea in the late '80s and then found it in 2001. When you said the motto is protecting your person as well as your interest, what does that mean to a client that we sign up?
Basically, overall, what we're interested in is basically making sure that the client itself is taken care of. You know, we're not one of those, excuse the expression, not one of those fly by night security companies. And basically, we also take a interest in their personal. So we're not out to ideally, you know, sell anybody's story as far as what they do. You know, whatever a person does, whatever our client does, it's confidentiality, and we're not trying to put that person on the spot by telling the story or anything like that.
Right. Well, I know that you work with people outside of celebrities, but how is it actually working with celebrities? Do you have to deal with egos sometimes, or is everyone pretty much cool?
Well, you know, everybody, you know, you have your divas, but what we try to do, what we always do, we allow the client to warm up to us.
I'm
just going to give you an example.
I'm in control. Are you in front of your computer?
Hold on just a minute. No, I'm not.
Okay. I heard hearing feedback. I thought the computer was up. But you were saying that sometimes you have the divas and whatnot, but you said you allow them to do what now?
Basically, what we do, we give the client an opportunity to warm up to us. So basically, once they get warmed up to us, then we know how to actually approach them. So we're always respectable. We never come out, coming out on a first name basis. It's always, Mr. or Mrs. Then once we get that warm and fuzzy feeling, then the individual will let us know, hey, you can go ahead and call me by my first name or a particular pet name that I have.
Okay. So what goes in the day-to-day of protecting someone who's high profile or a celebrity?
Well, the biggest thing is,
Good,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interject. I apologize. Go ahead and finish. I didn't mean to interject.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Basically, it's not easy because, number one, being on time is everything. That is the biggest thing, being on time and getting your client from point A to point B. I'm in the military as well, so, we have a saying, if you're on time, you're late. The other thing that you need to do is you have to do a threat assessment. Knowing, you got to have you have to have that individual's itinerary, and on that itinerary, you have to make a way, and when I mean a way, you have to know the safest place to your entry and your exit, in the event that something goes down. So planning is the biggest thing that goes into personal protection. A lot of planning.
Have you ever had a situation where things have gotten out of hand and you all had to kind of protect the client?
We've been fortunate not to have any incidents. We came close to one, but what we're looking at doing is always avoiding conflict. So when we see something happening, we immediately get our client. Out of harm's way. I mean, if the crowd in the club, starts getting a little fidgety or something, and it just doesn't, it just doesn't feel right, we get them on out of there, and that's what we let our clients know. Let us do security. We're not your management or anything. If we get, that hair standing up on the back of our neck,
we're getting you up out of there. Just plain and simple. As long as you made your appearance and you've been there the amount of time, hey, that's it. Let's rock and roll to get you up out of here.
Now, I've seen and read stories where sometimes bodyguards, security, if the crowd is overwhelming and they're rushing the artist, they have to become a little more physical with the crowd, with the audience. Where do you draw the line there in terms of not being too excessive with protecting clients from their fans?
Well, basically what we do, we employ, and when I go out, because of my law enforcement background, I employ a couple of law enforcement officers in that particular city. Because the one thing that, you know, I don't want to do is have to put my hands on anyone, because there comes lawsuits, you know. And a lot of times, there on numerous occasions, these are individuals that have their personal protection team, they get overly physical, you know, and just sometimes there's just a way that if you can just ask a person to hey, excuse me, you know, I've seen individuals, man, actually barrel people, and then it leads to other things, you know, to riots and individuals being trampled on and all that good stuff. And at the end of the day, that's not a good look, especially with the technology and everything that's going on. People videotape that stuff.
Right, that's true. Especially in this day and age with the YouTube and all that, Facebook
exactly.
and everything, they can put that on there. Yeah. So
and
I know that. I'm good.
No. I was just going to say there's something called vicarious liability that individuals don't take into consideration. And what I mean by vicarious liability. When people looking at suing, they're looking at suing the individual, the company, the artist,
mm-hmm.
the artist management. You know, everything just goes uphill and comes back down like an avalanche.
Yeah. Do you think that your clients usually know the importance of what you all do? Obviously, they know you got to protect them, but do they understand that they have to be on time? They have to, you know, keep you updated with anything that's changing. Do they realize that most of the time?
Going into it, to be honestly, they don't. And you got to realize that I've been fortunate enough to have some decent clients, but unfortunate, they haven't had decent security. So a majority of times, the individual client, they're under the impression that they're getting the same thing, but after we show them our professionalism and you know, and how we are, they have a whole different mentality, you know, which does us great.
Now, you provide other services outside of protecting celebrities and high-profile people. What other services does your company provide?
We provide private investigation, you know, that's where, you know, I get called a lot for the cheating spouses cases. We don't do it the old-fashioned way. We do it the new-age way, where we put tracking devices on individuals' cars.
Really?
Yeah. We also provide asset protection in the event that somebody may have something of a high-value dollar that may need an escort, per se. Just because the dollar amount of their say, you know, some jewelry or a painting. I'm just giving you an example and so forth. We also do CCTV. You know, people are getting off into that now where they want their businesses and their home protected and also their homes monitored. So we do that as well. And with my company having a dual license, we can actually tailor our business to the individual's needs. So we specialize in a number of things.
Okay. Well, where can people learn more about Executive Protective Specialists, the company?
Well, if individuals want to contact me, per se, they can contact me at 404-840-3877. I'll go to my website at www.epsinc.info. And
okay.
we do offer free consultation.
All right. Well, you know, I'm looking to blow up one day, so I'm gonna be looking out for y'all to protect me.
hey, you can hit me anytime. You my newfound friend, so that's why
exactly.
I'm always hitting you up on the Facebook. So you don't
Facebook,
you can
right.
we friends, you can hit me up anytime. So it makes no mind
right,
no matter.
I'm going on tour next year. You know, I'm looking for EPS. We gotta do this.
I got you. Hey, look, I know where you're at, so I'm going to hold you to that.
All right. Well, listen, man, I definitely appreciate you for coming on tonight, and have a great night, okay?
You know, I appreciate the opportunity, and y'all do the same. Thank you so much.
Have a good
All
night.
Right. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with Steven's playlist. Back to the Stephen Knight Show. Ms. Parker, I want to, just before we go into the playlist, you know Carla B, who runs EOTM Radio, she did a, I don't know if I want to call it a dating experiment, you know about this, where she placed an ad on a dating website and went on 51 dates in the last 3 months. And she said it was an experiment.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, and she said
I've done it before.
Have you? Okay.
I have fun with it. Yeah, I was like 21 when I first moved out here, and a girlfriend of mine worked for the Dr. Phil show, and he was doing a show on dating sites. And so before the show could air and take place, she had to get a group of friends to sign up on these websites. So we got 3 months free, and we signed up on these websites and, you know, went on dates and you know, kind of gave our opinion. So it was kind of a research thing. But I had so much fun with it. You know, I had a good time. And I think, I don't know how seriously the guys take being on the site. I'm not sure. But I know I had a good time with it. And I know that my older friends who have been on the site, on these dating sites, are not really having a good time with it because, you know, they feel like a lot of the guys play games. But I think it's just a good place to go and get some experience in dating and see what's out there. Doesn't hurt, I don't think.
I think also it depends on where you are in that stage of your life, you know, what you're looking for. I know Carla, she was saying that she hadn't really dated in 2 years. And so she was kind of nervous initially because you're putting yourself out there on a dating site, you know, having to tell different things about you, what you like, what you don't like. And she did a show on it actually yesterday. If you want to go on EOTMradio.com, you can click on her show and hear about her 51 dates. But she actually ended up meeting someone that she is dating. And
I think that's the best part.
Yeah, I think that was the best part.
That
she met someone.
Yeah.
And I guess if you're going on 51 dates, it's a good thing if you meet someone. But she said that she had a blast doing different things.
I'm sure she ate and drunk very well.
She said, "What she went on fine dining date. She, I believe, horseback riding, a whole bunch of different things. Shooting ranges.
I know it has to be. It had to be fun.
Yeah, but she ended up meeting someone and they're dating. So we definitely wish them to the best. And they're doing a follow up show from the men's perspective on online dating in the next 3 weeks. So definitely look out for that on EOTMradio.com. But
I'll definitely go ahead and check out that show.
Yeah, I want to hear that. I definitely want to hear that. It's time to go on to Steven's playlist. You know, we receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during the segment. And each week we select artists to be featured on the playlist. Tonight, our playlist features songs from both major and independent artists, as always, including new Brandy and Chris Brown. You know, Brandy's on a comeback train, and she has her first single with Chris Brown. We'll be playing that, as well as Usher and Nicki Minaj. And if you're interested in being featured on Stephen's playlist, please email us at thestephennightshow@gmail.com. Attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures. Now, all songs must be edited for radio, meaning no cursing. We definitely want to hear from you. Now, the first song is by Young Jeezy featuring Neo, entitled Leave You Alone. Check it out and enjoy Stephen's playlist.
Enjoy, everyone.
Her legs up by her ears, but I'm gonna put it down, you're gonna fall in love. I'm gonna put it down, down, you're gonna
fall in love.
I'm gonna put it down, you're gonna fall in love. I'm gonna put it down, down, you're gonna
fall in love.
I'm gonna put it down, you're gonna fall in love. I'm gonna put it down, down, you're gonna
fall in love.
I'm gonna put it, I'm gonna put it down.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard, but maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down, if you put it down.
you paid it, now you're busting out. Doing your thing, in your face, cuss them out. Crackers are the one that they fuss about. You the bad little mother, shut your mouth, cuz.
I'm not
Stephen's playlist. As always, we encourage you to send in your music to thestephenknightshow@gmail.com. I want to give a special shout out to Courtney Colano, founder of the Baby and I Foundation. Definitely support this cause. Go to www.thebabyanddiefoundation.org. Donate $5, $10, whatever you have. It will help change the lives of young mothers all over this country. I also want to give a shout out to Robert Young. We became friends on Facebook, but very intrigued by his story. He's the founder and owner of Executive Protective Specialists, which not only provides security for celebrities, but also everyday people that need it. So definitely check him out as well. There's a link on our Facebook page. I want to thank you all for tuning in as always. And until next week, God bless. Good night.
So fresh and so clean. Tonight it's all eyes on me. Everything's gonna be alright. And when we get there, I'ma see a pretty, pretty, pretty young thing. I'ma ask her to take my hand, head to the floor.